Hello and welcome back, boys and girls, to another great episode today of the Hypocritic Podcast. Please do take the name literally. We are hypocritical critics. We are critics who just like to do different movies each week and have a little fun with it. We're trying to take on the spirit this month with it being October, getting into the Halloween vibes. You know, this is a classic movie we're doing, but before that, please, if you'd be so kind to give us a follow on the Insta at hypocritic_podcast and give us a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to. And guys, it's good to see you today.
It's good to see you.
That's right. Well said.
Thank you.
Happy October.
Happy October.
Yeah, October. It's getting into Halloween season, and we have a perfect pick for October.
Yes, we do. I am very happy we're in line with the season, and this is going to release on time because everything's current now. Today's episode, we've got Beetlejuice. Starring Michael Keaton.
Stop.
Say it three times,
and he'll come.
Of all people, Michael Keaton is the star in this one.
And an excellent, excellent performance on his behalf.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Excellent.
Excellent performance.
Excellent performance.
But let's hop into it.
Let's do it.
Let's hop in.
Beetlejuice today, guys. Podcast. Hypocritic Podcast. I'm excited to be here. It's good to see
you. Coming in hot.
You too. You both are looking good. Real good.
Thank you. Likewise. What have you guys been up to?
Halloween stuff.
Right.
I got myself a little pumpkin. It's a little
pumpkin patch.
A little small pumpkin.
Little pumpkin patch action.
Yeah, you know, I don't like the white ones as much.
Some pumpkin patching.
But I got a white pumpkin, which is weird. I also got a little mini yellow pumpkin.
Okay. A little diversity.
Yeah. What about y'all? Did you guys get some decorations up?
So I got a little mini guy here on my desk.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's no James and the Giant Peach size, but it'll do for now.
That'll work.
And I haven't been carving pumpkins the last few years. I find it to be a little bit barbaric and messy. It's a very messy ordeal carving a pumpkin. There's a lot of snotty goodness going on in there. And I don't like touching it a lot, you know. I do like the finished product. I like the finished design, you know. I remember one year I made like a cool Saturn Valley pumpkin with the Saturn Valley logo on it.
Right.
Like some of those things are fun, but it's a lot of work.
Yeah,
it's a chore. Then you gotta clean it up and. What's up?
I was going to ask for your stance on the pumpkin carving, but I also will say I like the pumpkin seeds part. My dad used to bake them and put like salt on it.
Yeah.
I like that part.
Mm.
And we've done it before, and I'll do the salt on the seeds, but it, like you said, it is kind of a big process, and then all you really have is this pumpkin that eventually rots out in your front, and you got to throw it away.
Yeah, very quickly.
I was about to say that.
Yeah, those things rot quick.
Yeah, they do rot. I actually didn't realize how quickly they rot and had an issue in my porch last year. So yeah, I stopped carving them just because it can turn into a hot mess. Animals coming around and stuff. So, but
I do love the tradition of like carving a pumpkin out, putting a little lantern in it, you know, having your little design. Preston last year went viral because he did a pumpkin with the Among Us character in it.
Oh yeah.
And
that's funny.
It got picked up. It kind of went viral for it, and I thought that was pretty cool. He got picked up by a lot of different pages for that one.
Preston's our buddy who's like that guy who's like most likely to go viral. I feel like he's got content.
Yeah. He does got content. Listen back. We've got him on multiple episodes.
Yes.
But Nick, what has been up with your week?
So yeah, Rachel had a friend in town from Atlanta, so we went hiking yesterday, and then watched the Georgia game on Saturday, which was always fun.
Oh yeah,
We went to this Georgia bar.
Nice.
We went to the Georgia bar, watched the game there, and pretty good weekend. Just played some music yesterday. We had practice, but what about you, Trent?
Nice. Yeah. You know, dogs on top. It's a good week. Seeing Bama, the great Bama fall. That was glorious.
Oh, yeah.
For such those football game fans out there. I was going to say, though, I am going to California on Thursday to see Lauren's sister, and then we're there until about next Monday for about a week. So it's going to be Southern California living in the fall. I'm super excited about it, you know, with Halloween coming up.
Nice.
Nothing better. Steven? Oh, yeah. Steven, what about you?
SoCal. Yeah, this weekend
SoCal.
We have a... This weekend we have Braylon's birthday. We're celebrating it, her third birthday, and we're having it here. And I got her a little electric car that she can drive around, and that I have a remote to, and I can steer her clear of danger.
Does it have four wheel drive?
Oh, yeah, but
does that four wheel drive, dude?
That is so much funnier the second.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
It was funnier delivered by Trent that time.
Oh, thank you.
But yes, no, it doesn't have four-wheel drive. Mm. But I was going to tell you guys that I went to Nashville for the MGK concert.
That's right.
For Courtney's birthday.
Nash Vegas.
We saw like good concert, good show. I don't love that music, but I do love country music. On the strip, at the bars, listening to country music.
Talking about country.
Not like that. All right, calm down, Nick.
Sorry.
I saw Courtney took
I got excited.
That's what Denver people think.
Courtney took that picture of MGK, like really nice picture of him, pretty close. Did you see that, Steven?
Yeah, we were in the pit, like really, really close. And her camera on her phone is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
She has one of the newest Android phones. Yeah, she has some really good pictures of them. And it was a good show. He's a really good entertainer.
Yeah.
He's really good with the crowd. There was a lot of people there. And, it was crazy. He actually came out to, like, see all the fans and stuff. He just, like, was chilling on his, like, truck across the street and just, like, kind of did a random pop-up.
Mm-hmm.
But, the country bars, I loved all that. That was really cool for me. That's what I liked a lot about it. And we went to the country music museum, and we went to Studio B. Elvis was there, Dolly Parton, a lot of big time artists went through there, and it was just a really good time.
Nice. Love that.
Hell yeah, I love that city.
So why don't we
it's really not that far from Atlanta too.
No,
it's not.
Yeah,
we're gonna go
close.
Back. It's a super quick trip, and what's really nice is they're 1 hour back, and they're barely on the line. So
yeah, central time.
So essentially, if you go down, if you just want to make it a weekend trip, you can leave from Atlanta and you kind of gain an hour when you
gain
get there.
That hour. Yeah,
but then you lose it on the way
you
back.
You lose it on the way back.
Yeah, you pay for it. But who cares? It's on the way back. You'd rather gain it on the way there. 100%.
Yeah, for sure.
So
let's hop into Beetlejuice. What are you guys ready for it?
Beetlejuice.
So let me give this
Halloween
plot.
Spooky season.
Let me give this plot. So let's start off by saying the spirits of a deceased couple are harassed by an unbearable family that has moved into their home and hire a malicious spirit to drive them out. Spirit being Beetlejuice. And this guy has the attitude of a sleazy used car salesman. He's a trickster. He's mischievous.
Are these your words, Trent?
These are not my words. I'm reading off of something here. He's got quite a lot of abilities, actually. He's able to levitate, regenerate, shapeshift, teleport, conjure. He can summon objects. He can possess objects. He can mimic people's voices. He can do ventriloquism and telekinesis, or just to name a few of them.
You've never been more concise in your life.
I just thought.
So I get shit on for my long intros. And Trent
I'm shitting on it right now, Nick. If you give me my way, I will shit on this long intro.
As a four.
I said, Trent, you're really concise.
Oh, was that too much? I didn't know.
I could tell if that was sarcasm.
No, not at all. Serious. Not at all.
I thought you guys would like that. I thought you would like that.
Were you done? Did we cut you off there?
That detailed explanation. I thought you would enjoy that. But that was about it. You guys want to piggyback on any of that?
No, I think we just need to hop right into stats and facts.
Alrighty.
Yeah, I think you nailed it, Trent. I couldn't say it any better.
Stutes and Fuchs.
Stutes and Fuchs. Stats and facts. Right, every week we bring you the stats and facts of the films that we're reviewing. And this week,
that's right,
we got a lot of stats. And I'm sure, Trent, right. Can you enlighten us on those facts?
This week is no different. And why don't we just get into this?
Let's just get into it.
You know. So first one being the visual.
Wait. Are we starting with facts or stats?
Oh, facts. Which,
great
fact.
Great question.
I was going to start with a.
Okay.
Yeah. You know the Michael Keaton guy, right? That we were talking about.
Oh, I know the fucking Michael Keaton guy.
Yes.
He Batman. Said that this was his favorite movie of himself, actually. Which is interesting.
You know, I can see why, because he apparently ad-libbed 90% of his lines.
Dude, and that, yes, that is right. Very noticeable. That is very noticeable. I did not know that, but I'm not surprised. His character, he was so fluent, and he was also just fucking hilarious. I mean, he was just... He had a lot of like funny jokes that I was actually really surprised, because I remember seeing this as a kid, but I guess I completely forgot it because it was a lot more hardcore than
it was
a lot
new
more
to you.
Hardcore than I thought. There's a lot of cussing and stuff like that.
It's still rated PG, however. But
I want to get into that at some
how
point.
How is that? Because,
yeah, it's a PG movie, but he drops, like, a F-bomb, and then he says, like, shit at one point.
Yeah, no, he definitely
yeah,
says
yeah, they sort of got around it.
How?
They got around it. I think...
oh, my God. You know what this
it was back
this
in 88.
Kids in the 1980s were harder than us,
short.
I guess. Us soft millennials are...
Yeah, the ratings agencies, they were gonna give them, they were
exactly.
gonna go somewhere else, so they just gave them the ratings.
They're probably smoking cigarettes like in the movie theater back then, and
yeah,
it's like fuck it.
Yeah, exactly.
My kids already drank my 10-year-old's already drank whiskey. He could take a couple F bombs.
It also won an Academy Award, which I thought was interesting, in 89 for best makeup and hairstyling.
It was cool, and it was back when they didn't CGI anything. So, you know, you got to do everything, real-time makeup, and they made it look good.
Speaking of which, the visual effects budget was only $1 million, which is a major factor, Tim Burton, the director, said, when deciding to make the effects look tacky as hell and B-movie as possible.
Oh, yeah, very true.
Yeah, I read that.
But I honestly liked how bad it, I mean, I know it was bad. I know Ghostbusters was bad, but I liked how bad this was even more, probably, because it was so over the top.
I like this. I like this more than Ghostbusters, definitely.
And then to piggyback off that, it was $15 million budget, so $1 million was visual effects. They made, I should just say, box office was $84 million, so they made about $70 million. Very big success. Nice. 85% Rotten Tomatoes, 83% Google users, 7.5 IMDb. Comedy fantasy. I'm gonna leave that open if anybody wants it. Does anybody want it? Nobody wants it?
Fomity.
Thank you. Hour and 32 minutes. Man, I love a movie that's a solid time length. Gets...
An hour and 30 really gets Trent's goat.
Gets, yeah.
Go ahead, Steven.
Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah, true. Also, it was Beetlejuice was the very first DVD sent out on Netflix in 1998. Listen to that fact.
Mm-hmm, I saw that.
Isn't that
back when they used to mail them?
Yeah, they used to mail them.
And you would take it back to the box, or you would just send them back. I forget, but that was originally how Netflix. That was crazy. And I remember when Netflix made the transition to streaming, which is what now is what we're all used to. Streaming everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's pretty sick.
And then another one here. You guys didn't like it when I did this last time, but this song is used in, or this movie's used in lyrics from a Lil Wayne song. It says, yeah to you forever, for me to you. I heard somebody say church, I'ma need a suit, I'ma need a coupe, I won't need a roof, flyer than Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
I get the reference.
I got
now.
The flow, I'm trying to see the roof, didn't wear a bulletproof, so I got shot and you could see the proof. He keeps going, but that song's called Mr. Carter by Lil Wayne.
Great album, great album.
Dustin Hoffman, Robin Williams, Jim Carrey, Christopher Lloyd, Jack Nicholson, Bill Murray were all considered to play Beetlejuice.
Man, I'm so glad they went with Michael Keaton. He just had the, he just, his mannerisms, I mean, he just, no one else could have done his role.
Alec Baldwin dislikes the film and was very unhappy with his performance. Isn't that a weird one?
On the other end of the spectrum, yeah, Michael Keaton's favorite ever, and
oh, so that was Alec Baldwin. He said he hated it.
Yeah, he was very displeased. Beetlejuice's black and white striped outfit suggests he is a prisoner to the curse that's befallen him. And then the title character is named for a bright red star in the constellation of Orion, Beetlejuice. You guys have heard that probably.
I saw the misspelling, so that I saw the different spelling, so that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's often misspelled. Apparently in the movie, he didn't want to be summoned by every person that happens upon his name and unintentionally says it three times without trying to pronounce it. The Matlins only learn how to pronounce it once he broadcasts a commercial specifically to them. It's actually spelled in the movie every time as like the star, and the way they pronounce it, Beetlejuice, I don't know. It's just like you only know it from listening to it when they're talking about it and from the title of the movie as well. It's a little confusing. Other than that, I mean, that was a mouthful, but... You know, I think we're time for 5 for 5, guys. What do you think?
5 for 5 to stay alive.
Thinko y thinko.
All right, 5 for 5, everyone. It is good to be back.
5 for 5.
For those that don't know, I don't know.
5 for 5.
I don't really know why you wouldn't, but
5 for 4.
I don't know. Maybe you haven't heard the episode. Whatever. 5 for 5 is a little quiz where we answer 5 different questions. If you get 4 of them right, you get $5. $5, 4 questions out of 5, you get $5. 5 questions, $5. And the first question we have here today is, what make is the yellow car owned by the Matlins? I believe that's how you say
that. Oh my God, Trent, you are asking a Steven Strada question.
And this is for Steven. I made this one for you, Steven. So this one should give you a little confidence going into the rest of the exam.
Do they say the name of the car, or do they show it?
They show it. And the answer choices are, we've got a Pontiac, a Volvo, a Volkswagen, and a Nissan. What do we think?
I know what it is. Nick, why don't you go ahead and get it wrong? Millions and millions of people live.
That's harsh.
I'm about to be humiliated in front of millions.
On the
people.
First question.
What are the choices? One more time.
We got.
Not like it'll matter.
Pontiac, Volvo, Volkswagen, and Nissan. What do you think, Nick?
This is like the convertible car. The old school one.
It was like a hatchback.
This is their station wagon.
It's like a hatchback.
It's a wagon. No, it's a wagon. Oh. It's not a hatchback. It's a wagon.
Okay, yeah, a wagon. Thank you, Steven. Thank you for clarifying.
I'm going to go Volkswagen. Just because it's got wagon in the name.
It does have wagon in the name. And Steven, what do you think? Why don't you tell him?
I know... That is Volvo.
Correct answer is 1977 Volvo 245 DL. That's for you, Steven.
Wow.
Thank you.
And
those are cool cars. I like them. You still see those on the road today. They're reliable cars. I don't know too much about him, but I think if I was back in that day and I saw that car, I think I'd be like, I'd probably get this one. It looks like it'd be a modern day Land Cruiser.
At the time the movie was made, the reputation of this Volvo was that it's the safest car in the world. And they purported that no one had been killed in a Volvo of that series and vintage. And so they died in it in the movie, and it was a huge joke to the Volvo owners and other car savvy viewers, apparently. So that was a little nod.
I didn't realize that that was a troll.
It was a troll. Yeah, exactly. Okay, so the next question is, what state do Adam and Barbara live in? Should be a whiffle. I don't know if it will be, though.
Ooh, Trent, you dirty dog this week.
Answer choices.
Dishing out the dirty dog special.
Answer choices are, we've got Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, and New Hampshire. I'm a dirty dog this week, boys.
One more time.
Give me that dirty dog special one more time, please.
I'll make it extra sloppy for you. We got Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, and New Hampshire with extra sauce.
Trent, you dirty little bitch.
Shit. I thought it was Massachusetts. Damn it.
One more time on the Dirty Dog special. This
okay.
Yeah, with a large fry and
we've
Coke.
We've got Connecticut, Rhode Island, Vermont, and New Hampshire. Third time's the charm. What do we think?
Steven, you go ahead.
I'm between two. Nick, what do you like? Are you 50?
Yeah, should we collaborate since you and Trent collaborated?
Yeah,
I'm on
Rhode Island or New Hampshire.
I'm between Connecticut and New Hampshire.
All right, I'm gonna go New Hampshire then.
That's kind of how I'm leaning too.
Final answer, New Hampshire.
Let's do it.
You guys gonna collaborate on dirty dog this week?
We just made a Venn diagram and it was the one in the middle.
Well, unfortunately, Nick, you shouldn't take advice from Steven because it was Connecticut. So you both are wrong.
Oh, no, Steven. Did they mention that at any point?
You gave me the dirty dog special.
Did they mention it at any point?
Yes, I believe. Yes, they do.
Yeah, they do.
When do they mention it?
I don't have all of the details
God,
for
I
these questions.
I should have gone with my gut. Connecticut.
They do mention it.
Connecticut was my gut.
You said Massachusetts, that sounded so right.
I'm sorry to tell you, but it wasn't.
I know, and of course you picked every state nearby. He picked every state in the Northeast.
Okay, we
Massachusetts just sounded so right, and I was like, oh, that sounded right, but it obviously wasn't an answer, and I was like, well, I guess New Hampshire
sounded right.
I actually thought it might have been Rhode Island, too. I was thinking Rhode Island.
Question number three is, what subject did Lydia get an A in at the end of the movie that caused her to celebrate? And she went up on the thing. She went up and started dancing. We've got here art, math, science, and history.
You mean Winona Ryder, what she got an A in.
Winona Ryder, yes, Lydia.
I think I know it. Steven, do you know it?
Yeah, one more time. I think I know it.
We've got art, math, science, and history.
I think it was math.
Okay, we got Steven on math. Nick, what do you think?
I'm pretty sure she got an A. There was two that they asked, right? I thought the first one she said
They do.
She said it was math and she got an A in, and then she pretended she failed one. And I thought that one was science. So
I don't know what that answer is.
I'm going science.
Okay. We've got, so somebody's going to get
math
it right
and
here.
Science.
So she says, I got a C in blank. Because I wouldn't dissect the frog. science. But she got an A in math. So nice, Steven.
Yeah. Thank no, that's what you. I said.
No, Nick, wait. You didn't.
What was the question? I literally repeated science. The same exact sequence. Here. Yeah, she got... She failed.
The
she
question
failed
was, what subject did Lydia get an A in at the end of the movie that caused her to celebrate? Yes. Sorry to be a stickler.
Sorry to be a stickler.
Okay. What is the name? Question number four. What is the name
Dirty Dog Trend
of the strip club that is used for Beetlejuice?
Oh my gosh.
So you remember Beetlejuice? What is it? Remember Beetlejuice? He got like his tax on him. Like he got his little thumbnail things on him because he was getting poked. So the answer choices are, and then he walks into the strip club. Answer choices are the Pleasure Palace, the Lion's Den, the Love Shack, and Dante's Inferno.
Dante's Inferno again?
Do you need me to read those answers?
That's recycled from somewhere else, isn't it?
Do you need me to read those answers again?
One more time.
That was a no answer answer for you, Steven.
The Pleasure Palace, Lion's Den, The Love Shack, or Dante's Inferno?
I'm going to go Love Shack.
What's weird is I feel like the answer is Dante's Inferno. But when you said that, Steven, now it's making me second guess my answer here.
And Trent didn't
what was A, Trent?
Me, which what is was pretty A, much a guilty response.
A was The Pleasure Palace.
Yeah, between that and
you
this.
See how
but
still
I feel like I would remember
it,
Pleasure Palace.
It means he's Nick, do not go Dante's Inferno. It's a trap. It's a Dirty Dog Trap by Trent.
I'm going Dante's Inferno. I don't know why. And I might regret Dante's. Myself. But I've already lost, so.
Trent's already lost.
So the correct answer is Dante's Inferno, Steven.
Let's go.
Douche. Nice,
wait,
Nick.
What?
Yes.
And if I'm
not
mistaken.
That sounds like something... that sounds so much like something something that one of you guys have said before.
It might be
maybe
from Dumb and
thing.
Dumber. It might be from Dumb and Dumber where he goes
yes,
to the restaurant.
Yes, when did you say Dante's Inferno in there? It was
wasn't it
same
like a
name?
Restaurant or something?
Yeah, it was
maybe
like
this is a famous a landmark because of this movie. I don't know.
Oh my God, that's such bullshit. I thought you were fucking tricking me.
No,
I heard Dante's Inferno, and I'm like, oh, I recently remember hearing that name.
Yeah, so that's why.
Was that the last
so
question,
I actually, it was Dante's Inferno in Dumb and Dumber, where he eats the spicy, or the
yes.
the spicy nice. Pepper.
I remember you asking a question with that answer.
I was trying to trick before. You. Trying to trick you. Okay, last question.
Sorry, Nick. I had good reason.
Oh, no worries, dude. I still got it right. So it's all good.
Nick, he's trying to fuck you this quiz. Okay, next question.
He's trying to give
me
the Sloppy Joe special.
Next and last question. Which beauty pageant queen do we meet in the afterlife waiting room? Was it Brazil, Portugal, Argentina, or Chile?
Wait, what is this question?
Nick, do you remember the scene?
Vaguely. I don't know the answer. Can you repeat them?
So which beauty pageant queen do we meet in the afterlife waiting room? We've got Brazil, Portugal, Argentina, and Chile.
Does she say, or does she have like a flag on her thing?
It's on her sachet. Her sash.
They don't even mention it.
It's shown.
It's on her sachet. Yeah, I remembered the scene. I'm gonna guess Brazil. That's just my gut, so I'm going with that.
I'm gonna go Argentina.
Okay. That's cool.
I was
correct
close
answer and winner this week with three right answers, but not the 5 for 5 is Steven. It was Argentina. Great job, Nick. Sorry, this week was not your week, unfortunately.
It sure wasn't.
But it was fun either way. So, director in the ass.
Very fun.
Director in the ass.
In the ass.
All right, director in the cast, everyone.
Director and the ass.
All right.
We show you these directors and their asses.
And their asses.
And the director's Tim Burton this week, guys. I think he... Okay, so Michael Keaton actually said he likes Tim Burton and respects him a lot. I saw an interview with him with Charlie Rose, and he was like, who's this Beetlejuice guy? I don't know about this guy, but I like Tim Burton, so I'll do it. That's basically what the interview said. So Tim Burton is known for some weird ones. Edward Scissorhands, Sweeney Todd, Frankenweenie, Corpse Bride. Let's see what else he's directed. Obviously, Beetlejuice, Batman, and then 89 Batman with Michael Keaton, which
he's
actually,
also a producer of The Nightmare Before Christmas. I thought he was a director, but maybe not. The Nightmare Before Christmas is another big one. You guys know that Jack and Sally line from Miss You? Mm-hmm. Classic.
And the Batman with Jack Nicholson and Michael Keaton, and they I should say that they were going to make a sequel to Beetlejuice, but because of Batman, they didn't. And then they were still talking about doing it, but it never came to fruition for whatever reason.
Interesting. Mm.
But yeah,
it's a damn shame.
That was a good Batman. I like Michael Keaton as Batman, but let's keep it on Tim Burton.
I think we hit it all.
Yeah, maybe we hit it all. He's just got some like dark, weird Halloween type movies, which is cool. It's like his niche. So yeah, we can go into Michael Keaton. Legend, might we say? Repeat, might we say? Jackie Brown, anyone? I don't know about other movies.
Jackie Brown, anyone? Well said. He is in that. He's a tame role in that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, have you guys
Batman,
seen Birdman?
The Flash.
No, I haven't seen
Birdman.
Is that good?
It's kind of weird, but it's I'd say it's worth seeing.
Yeah.
It won a lot of awards. It's got really good music.
I've heard of it a lot.
But, it's kind of, you know, you either it's like an acquired taste. You either like it or you probably don't, but
I do want to see that Founder movie.
Yeah, so
the McBee's guy.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was about to talk about the Founder. He's good in that. It's a true story of how Ray Kroc, a struggling salesman from Illinois, met Mac and Nick McDonald, who were running a burger operation in the 1950s, and he pretty much franchises McDonald's, and they're super super efficient, and that's their whole niche, is that they're really really efficient and they can get burgers out quick. And at the time, you didn't have that. You know, you didn't have a place where you could come up and order something and then get the food quickly and then leave, you know?
Mm-hmm. I want to see it. Yeah, I want to see that movie. We got to say the other guys, where he's they do a desk pop and he's the guy that's like, cut it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Police chief,
yeah,
or whatever.
Absolutely. That's a great movie. We'll do that one eventually. That's one of my favorite comedies, actually.
Oh yeah.
And then The Trial of the Chicago 7. I still haven't seen that, but that's been getting a lot of hype last year. And
what is that?
He's in that one. It's got Sacha Baron Cohen, so Borat, Richard Schultz. I don't know. I've just been hearing a lot about it. I couldn't give you like a synopsis right now.
I heard him on a really... Conan has a podcast, Conan O'Brien, and Michael Keaton was on it. And I just like the guy a lot. Like, he's just funny and his characters are always good. I'm a big fan of Michael Keaton.
Yeah, he's good. He is very good.
He's personable. Very cool guy.
Yeah,
but we can move on. How about Alec Baldwin? I couldn't believe how young this guy was in this movie.
Can I just say how young he looks in this
it's
movie?
It's crazy.
I didn't even recognize him.
I didn't either. His face looks so much like wider, like his jawline looks like totally different.
Let's see if this was his like first movie. No, he's got a few more before. But it was probably his big like main one. Yeah, I think it was his big main one. He did some other ones before, but not really much notoriety. And then after this movie, I mean, he's known for his TV shows, I would say, but...
I actually kind of heard of him through...
Cat in the Hat.
30 Rock.
Yeah, 30
he's
Rock.
He's also in Fun with... He's also in Fun with Dick.
And Jane.
And Jane.
Along Came Polly.
Never saw that.
Oh, that's a funny movie, Steven. You should see that.
But yeah, talk about his he looks completely different.
He really does.
Like he like that if he had an ID from then, they would be like, "Listen, this is fraud, all right? You can't just have this fake ID."
Oh, he's in Pearl Harbor.
Walking around.
Oh, he's a good-looking dude back in the day. Oh, he was in Boiler Room. Oh, we forgot about that. We watched that Crown and Caliber, my first job, and it's kind of a joke, but
is it good?
It's like a sit. Well, let me just confirm. I'm almost positive this is Boiler Room. Yeah, it was okay, but it was kind of like outdated. Of like you wouldn't. Wait, is he in it?
Oh, I don't see him in the credits, Nick.
Fuck, this photo just looks like it's from Boiler Room. There's a photo of him on this chalkboard, and I thought it says always be selling. I guess it doesn't read that. Never mind.
Oh, he was in The Departed.
Yeah, it says Glint.
You might have said
he was
this
in Pearl Harbor.
You might have said I said it. You might have said this already, but he was in The Departed. I didn't realize that. I just
in Madagascar.
Have you seen The Departed, Trent?
Yeah, I literally watched it on a plane the other day, and I couldn't watch the whole thing because the plane landed, but I was intrigued and I didn't get to finish the
Say any Don't give your review because that's on my list.
Okay, yeah. Then I can finish it, so that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Motherless Brooklyn. Have you guys ever seen that?
No, I haven't. Mm-mm. No. Is it good?
It's a mystery crime movie.
Nick?
About a private detective.
Your ears perk up, Nick?
Sounds like it's my genre.
Is there a woman who at the end has a twist?
Is there a twist?
Is there a love
interest?
I don't
remember it, but it's very it's a pretty good movie from what I remember. I just don't exactly remember the plot clearly, but I watched it. I also watched that on a plane.
A lonely private detective afflicted with Tourette syndrome ventures to solve the murder of his mentor and only friend. It's 2 hours and 30 minutes, so that's got me alarmed. But I could make that a Friday. I could make that a Friday night, Saturday night.
Oh, he's in Concussion with Will Smith.
Oh, nice.
That's a great movie. Nice. Have you guys ever seen that with Will Smith?
Yeah,
I have.
Really good role. For me, that movie is one of those movies where when I saw it, I just really saw how diverse Will Smith could be. Mm-hmm. I mean, as an actor, he could be the funny guy. He could be the dramatic guy. But you don't think he could, like, do that kind of role, and he just kills it at that role.
Right. Let's keep moving. We got some people we got to get through. Gina Davis. What do I know her from? I know her.
She is the mom in Dennis the – or
Is she?
No. She's the mom in that movie we did. Repeat actress.
What?
I'm pretty sure this is... You're talking about her mom, right? We're talking about Catherine.
Gina Davis.
I thought you were talking about... Gina Davis. I don't know who that was. I thought you were talking about Catherine O'Hare. She is in the
League of Their Own, I guess.
In Home Alone, she's the mom.
Yes, I know who you're talking about, Steven. Not her, though. We're not with her yet.
All right, Gina Davis.
Stuart,
I'm not sure.
Maybe Stuart Little. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Stuart Little. She was in Cutthroat Island, The Fly.
Maybe it's Stuart Little.
Selma and Louise.
Yeah, that must be it.
In a League of Their Own. Yeah, I don't recognize too much from her.
And then some.
She was Princess Persephone in Doc McStuffins. Steven, can you speak on that?
Yeah.
I thought Trent liked that. Trent, what was that about?
Oh, yeah.
Doc McStuffins.
Princess Persephone. Yeah. The plucky princess in Serpent Sam, they make a splash in that movie, or I'm sorry, TV show.
Mm.
You guys don't want to hear about this, so let's move on to we can do who you were talking about, Steven, the repeat actress from Home Alone.
Oh, real quick, I before we get into that, did you? And I'm sorry if you said this, Trent. She's in Grey's Anatomy. She was in it for like 4 seasons. Do you watch that show? Oh, wow. Maybe that's what you saw her from.
I don't watch Grey's Anatomy, no, but McDreamy and McSteamy, okay. Lauren talks about them constantly, so I feel like I've watched it.
Can we talk about Winona Ryder?
I thought we were going to go to Annie, but yeah.
Yeah, who? I thought we were going to go to Catherine O'Hara.
The one that you were like thought we were talking about earlier, but we weren't.
Yeah, Catherine O'Hara.
The lady from Home Alone.
Well, I just thought you guys were going to. No, let's talk about Winona Ryder.
Okay, Steve.
We'll move down the list. I think Winona Ryder is more important, in my opinion. And I think she does a great job in this movie. She was making me laugh the entire time. And I was like,
she's so
young.
Who
is that? And of course, Courtney's like, it's Winona Ryder. I'm like, oh my God, that is crazy. She's so young.
Mr. Deeds, right?
I think of Stranger Things a lot. And
Homefront, Stranger Things, she was absolutely phenomenal in the first season alone. I mean, that first season, she was just so good at playing the mother, distressed mother, going to any length to try to like communicate with her son. I mean, she was spectacular in that role. That's why I love her so much, because of that role.
Yeah, she killed that role.
So much respect for her.
She was in.
She was in.
Zoolander, I believe.
Black Swan, Nick, what was that about?
It was about
two
dancers. That movie, it was actually a psychological.
You know what? That movie reminds me of Black Swan reminds me a lot of Whiplash. Do you see the parallels,
yeah,
Nick?
Yeah, I could see that.
Nick, you could see that?
Yeah, for sure. I think you would actually maybe like Black Swan, Steven. It's pretty good.
I thought it was like a 50 Shades of Grey or something.
No, it's actually got some depth.
No, I mean it has a scene with Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman where they like make out and get it on, but that's kind of the only 50 Shades of Grey part.
Yeah, that's about it.
Looks like she was also in Star Trek.
Okay.
Drunk History.
Oh, she was an Alien Resurrected in 97.
Nice. Shout out to Alien.
Mm.
Let's see. She goes all the way back to 86 with her credits, which means she started when she was 15.
So she would have been 17 for Beetlejuice then.
Wow. That's crazy. Reality Bites. I saw that movie. And then... yeah,
you
I like her from Mr. Deeds.
Anne.
Yes.
Anne McEnroe.
Annie. Jane Butterfield.
Who are we talking about?
Annie McEnroe.
Oh, wait, sorry. I thought she was the Home Alone lady.
No. She was...
Who are we talking about?
Annie McEnroe. She was Jane Butterfield. She was, you know who she was? She was the neighbor or whoever who, like, came by the house. She's kind of a small character, but she, like, came by the house. And,
okay, never mind. I thought this was the mom. Let's get to the Home Alone.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah.
Catherine O'Hara.
From Schitt's
Creek. Oh, yep, I see it now.
She's the mom in Home Alone. Home Alone is she's the mom.
And Schitt's Creek. It's a big one.
She's a repeat. Home Alone, good one.
All these same ones, like 30
She's
Rock.
She's also in Frank and Weenie.
Yeah, Adam's Family, Chicken Little.
Over the Hedge.
Let's see. Gosh, classic mom.
Surviving Christmas. Can't wait to be talking about some Christmas movies coming up either. Ooh-wee!
Steven always getting ahead of
Six
himself.
Six Feet Under.
With Christmas.
Yeah, let's continue on. She is a repeat actress. We do talk about her in Home Alone. Listen back. I think we hit on most of the hitters, but we can stick around just to double check.
I know this.
Forget people often.
I know this. This one guy, Glenn Shaddix. I don't know what I know him from though, but we don't have to spend a lot of time on it. He's in Rocket Power. Nice.
Glenn Shaddix. Oh yeah, he was. Who did he play in Rocket Power?
It says he was the mayor on one of the episodes.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, he's this in guy
Planet
was,
of the Apes, Nightmare Before Christmas. Yeah, a lot of these actors have like overlap with these other Tim Burton films.
Mm-hmm. Other than that, I don't see.
I'm not seeing too much, but yeah. I'm down to move on.
Yeah, I am too. I think there's.
Me too. Well said. Well said. We hit on all the big hitters of this.
Why don't we stretch
it? A lot of great actors and actresses.
Why don't we get to stretching? Oh, wait. One more.
Let's stretch it out.
One more. Jeffrey Jones. I just have to give this one shout out. Jeffrey Jones is the principal in Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Hilarious. He was the dad.
Oh, he did look familiar.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about.
He is so funny in that movie. I just had to give him credit. But now
we should talk about him. What was his name again?
His name was Jeffrey Jones.
It's not popping
He's
up.
Also in Stuart Little, also in Dr. Doolittle.
Gosh, so it's all inbreeding over here for Beetlejuice.
Must he be so bashful with it?
I apologize.
All right. On that wonderful note, we can move on.
Let's get to stretching.
Agreed.
Let's get to stretching favorite scenes from the magazine. Favorite scenes.
Just gotta stretch it out.
From the magazines. Let's get off our segues. Let's stretch our legs.
Well, it's good to be here.
As we know, each week we go through our favorite scenes and we have a famous saying and it goes like this. You picked it, you kicked it. Trent, do the honors.
Okay, well, I picked it, so I guess I'll just kick this. I think my favorite scene was pretty much every scene with Beetlejuice, but I like his quotes. He's got so many. The one where he's like, "It's showtime."
Yes.
It's showtime. Or I'm the ghost. Yes. I'm the ghost with the most, babe. Or this long one.
He's like, "That's why I don't play TV shows in one day. I don't do it anymore."
He's like, my qualifications, I went to Juilliard. I graduated from Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy.
I've seen The Exorcism 150,000 times, and it gets funnier every time I see it.
Yeah. And for some reason, I don't know if it was like the camera or if they do something in post, but like, did you guys notice it almost seemed like he would gets sped up or something. Like he would have these quick movements and it just looked like it was really fast. Like the camera work was weird. Or maybe he was just talking really quickly. Like, I don't know.
I think he's just quick and he just has those mannerisms that are really, really quick. And that really sell you on the fact that he's like one of those kind of guys, which he just plays that part so well. And I was really surprised to see him that young kind of doing that. And for a PG movie, he does swear a lot. And I was like, did he say this when I was younger?
And he's like touching up on like people's legs and like getting all like lifting up skirts and stuff. It's like, is this really PG?
Yeah. Some of that didn't age very well.
I also like,
well, and all right, so
that's his first intro. He comes into the movie and it's like he immediately is like going after the girl.
Yeah.
And like trying to get a look under her skirt.
I know. But you said that they're not making another one or they're not remaking it. Maybe it's because that kind of stuff wouldn't fly nowadays. You know, you couldn't.
I don't know.
You couldn't put a movie that was like this out. It would probably get too much criticism.
Probably, but I just liked him in general. Like everything he would do was pretty spot on and funny. And I also liked the little universe they created with the snake and the sand snake and the. It just looked like nowhere zone or nothingness or whatever. They I don't know. They just made it a really cool world out of it, even with it being kind of a small budget.
Yeah. No, and I love the model. The model was my favorite part.
Oh, yeah.
He was making that model of the town, and it was, like, really cool. And what was even cooler was they shrunk the camera down so you felt like you were in the model. Mm-hmm. And it was obviously just design and everything, but it you felt like you were right down there seeing the model, you know.
Yeah.
And at one point, there's that point where he squashes the roach and he eats it, you know?
Yes.
Beetlejuice.
Yes.
And if you think about it, that roach would be, like, just as big as he was. And if it was really, like,
yeah.
If he was really that small, there would be a big-ass roach probably coming over.
I also saw something that was conflicting. Like, everybody who dies appears how they are in the second afterlife. Like, you know, the guy who was flattened by the car, he was, like, all flat.
Yeah.
But, like, you notice, like, they drowned and they're not all wet. But that's just because they couldn't film the whole movie with them being wet, you know? So that's just a little inconsistency with the movie.
But you know what was interesting is for a comedy, this movie did have those very chilling scenes. And like you said, that scene where you're in the death waiting room and there's all those people that have died.
Yeah.
Majority of them, like, I would say all of them very tragically. And they obviously look fine, I guess, because they I don't know, I guess they drowned, so they look fine. But, yeah, everyone just, it's just very, very weird. Everyone's been through all this trauma, and, they just had an interesting take on it.
Nick, you go ahead.
Yeah. No, I like that scene too. Yeah. They kind of, had this, like, juxtaposition of comedy with, like, the severity of, like, death. And there's that one scene too where she's, like, kind of talking about suicide and, like, killing herself, and it was like it kind of just glossed over that, like, it wasn't, like, a big deal that she was, like, talking about how she wanted to be dead or,
yeah,
like,
Winona Ryder
suicidal. No, I don't know.
No, but absolutely, that definitely would not go nowadays. And there was a hanging, yeah, guy in that scene where the guy was, I just remember seeing the guy hanging. I was like, that's very, like, yeah, dude, that's creepy. This is a comedy, but, like, that is very creepy.
Yeah, you'd never see that today.
Yeah, and also the mom from Home Alone, like, assumed that the people who died in the house, like, had hung themselves or something, and she's like, you don't know. They didn't hang themselves. Like, that's not how they died or whatever. But some of my favorite scenes, I like the scene at the end where she's, like, floating on the stairs and, like, singing that song.
Yeah.
I forget what the song was called, but I randomly liked that scene. And then there was some of his lines and stuff were funny, like the scene where he's, like, about to get married and then he, like, needs a second to think about it. He's just like, you could tell he probably ad-libbed it, but he's just like, it's like, I don't know. It's a big decision. Like, I told myself I'd only do this once. Yeah. And then he comes back on camera and he's like, yes, like, I do. I thought that was pretty funny. He had a couple of funny things that, like, made
so
me
what,
laugh.
What was the deal when, I didn't really catch, what was the deal if he married her? What was that going to instill?
I think that if he married her, he was able to get the curse broken on him to not be in that little, like, I don't know if it was in that little town or just to be in general, kind of like a servant to whatever the curse that he was upon. So yeah,
I thought the strip club scene was funny. And yes, the old lady later, she's like, I did that because I'm trying to, like, keep him at bay for you guys. Like, he's, yes, bad news. Like, so I put that there, and it was so funny. He's like, where can a guy go after a long, hard day of work? Yeah. Like, looks over, and there's this girl. He's like, oh, he's like dancing all the way in. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
I just thought that scene was so funny, him walking in there. And that's all you see, but it's just him dancing on his way in, having Just about, he knows he's about to throw it
out. I thought the waiting room scene was funny too. You guys see this guy? He's like, you want a cigarette? And he's like,
yeah, that's kind of morbid right there.
He's like, I'm trying to cut down myself. And he's like, totally.
No, I know. So Trent's showing this burnt up guy, and he is burnt up. And yeah, it's they did take it a very creepy route with all the art and everything. It was very creepy.
Yeah. I but you almost need that for this to have any credibility as being a scary movie. I also think that it was supposed to be more of a horror movie, and then it got watered down some of the writing and stuff, so that Beetlejuice, because I think Beetlejuice was going to be like a way worse than what he was portrayed as. And that's because they ended up going PG with it. And maybe that was the right move. I mean, that's why they got so much in box office. But I also think it makes the movie credible in being a scary movie. I mean, in my opinion, I think they should have kept it the way it was and maybe jack it up to PG-13 if it were modern day or whatever. But you can't water it down.
I do love it for a Halloween movie, though, because you're right. It's like this interesting... there are scary parts, and there are parts that kind of like, you know, give you the chills, but it is funny, and his character is funny, but his character is also just very, you know, you're like, oh my God, his character is it's a lot. Yeah. But I think that's why this movie kind of probably fills like a really small niche, you know. Mm-hmm. There's comedy movies like Scary Movie and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of in a lane of its own, I think. And it's one of those movies you kind of watch around Halloween.
Yeah, for sure. We have to mention it because it's probably one of the most famous scenes is the dinner table scene where they start dancing.
Yes.
What'd you guys? Did you like it? Did you not like it? Did you laugh? Did you not laugh?
I laughed at that scene.
And imagine how hard it was for them to shoot that scene with straight faces.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of like behind the scenes stuff with these actors and stuff, and I just know they break a lot. And I'm like, how on earth were they all not breaking doing this like dance? Daylight come and me wanna go.
Yeah.
And they were mouthing them. They did a very good job of mouthing the words, mm-hmm. but also looking in their face like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is going on with me? But my mouth is saying these words. And I was like, wow, they're doing a really good job. And none of them are breaking. None of them are laughing. They all have a straight face on.
Well, how do you know that they didn't break character like a few times before that?
I'm sure they did a lot. I'm sure they didn't. I'm sure they pick and chose different scenes. But I'm sure they probably did that a bunch of different times. And but, yeah, I'm sure it was just one of those things that's like you just got to do it a lot and – It's just hilarious that they all were just straight faced and.
I also thought the Beetlejuice using like flyers and business cards and commercials, where he's like he says questionable things about chewing and swallowing and stuff, to hire him as a bio exorcist to rid their house of.
He's like, who am I murdering?
Yeah.
No one. He's like, oh, possession. Yeah, better. All right, we can do that, Ralph. And then it's like, no, we just want to scare them like out of there or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, you can tell this guy is bad news from the get-go.
Yeah. So any other scenes you guys want to go through, or are you feeling good about it?
Let me look back through these photos real quick. There was that like weird desert area that they go to outside of their house.
Yeah.
You know, when they step too far outside.
I like that. I like the like snake sand and like the weirdness and it being so like they were saying tacky or whatever, like super.
And then that thing like eats Beetlejuice at the end.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was kind of weird. I was like, oh, that's, I remember I was like, I have to watch the end because I just have to know how the end ends.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, that's how he gets.
Well, the end is like him in that waiting room, and then that I don't even know what he is, but he puts that voodoo on his head and his head gets smaller. because he was fourth in the waiting line. Do you remember that?
Yeah. And that was such a funny part because the guy right next to her had the same head, small squinched down head.
Yes, it was this.
And then that man girl thing right there next to him does the same thing to him. And it's because he's talking too much.
Oh my gosh.
He's just always talking this crazy stuff, and it's really funny material. I mean, a lot of this stuff that he was saying was hold on, let's pull up his quotes real quick.
Yeah, I mean, he's got the famous one, it's showtime. He's got like memes that you see. Even him walking into the strip club is a meme that you'll see sometimes, or a GIF.
Okay. Hold on, I'm pulling this up real quick. You guys can make some background banter right now.
Well, I'll just say I'm concerned. Nick's a little quiet on favorite scenes. He's coming in for a hot episode today. I can tell.
You know, he sent the Ben Stiller meme before the episode.
I was actually just researching. I was researching my next pick here because it's going to be a game time decision.
Oh, yeah. Nick's got that leak this week. That's right.
Nick, are you getting a last minute leaf free?
Before the review,
yeah,
he's got to get
that ready before the review.
Yeah, you need to.
Steven, you got some scenes in those notes there? You going through your biography? And
I didn't take any notes this go around.
Well, I think we.
I'm looking through the quotes. Let me look through some of these quotes.
Yeah, let's make it snappy. Daddy's got bedtime tonight. Okay.
All right, I'll look through these. You guys start with your reviews.
Okay.
Trent kicked it.
I did kick it. So why don't I start this off? So I came into this one not remembering it from like probably a decade ago, and I am so happy with my pick. I couldn't believe actually how good it ended up being, in my opinion. I thought and Nick, you say this often, is the plot original? This is the most original. I can't think of another movie even remotely similar to this. I thought it was super, super well made in that they die and then they go to this afterlife where they're still in their house, and then these people move in and they have to be these ghosts, kind of like, I just thought everything was so clever, down to the fucking Beetlejuice character. Michael Keaton did a spectacular job. I don't know how him and the director came up with this character where he's got like mold on his face and he's like got his hair. I just thought the whole thing was incredible. And then it could have flopped. Like, he could have done awful. He could have showed up to filming and blew Beetlejuice's character. But in my opinion, it's now a staple that will go down in time forever. I think this movie's a top banger, actually. I'm going to brush my shoulders off because that was an accident. That was an accident. So I'm going to say classic movie. In this genre of Halloween, I'm close to a 4 or 5. I think I'm going to go 4 or 5.
Ooh.
I think I'm going to go 4 or 5.
Ooh, get that dirt off your shoulders, Trent.
Damn.
I'm going to go.
The Sloppy Joe Supreme Halloween special.
Spooky season coming in hot.
Let me hear,
Steven,
what you got.
I'd like for you to go second because I feel like both of your reviews are pretty predictable here.
Go ahead, Steven.
I don't think I'm on Trent's level, but I'm not as low as Nick is going to be on this one. I'm a happy median between both of you.
Okay.
It was
yeah, give good. Us a cushion here, a buffer.
I think I think there could have been some improvements in the storyline and stuff, but I think as far as the acting was really, really well done. And honestly, Alec Baldwin's character didn't even really like impress me. I was really impressed by Beetlejuice, obviously, and Winona Ryder, her character.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they were really good. They were both really funny. Just their looks. I mean, every time I saw Winona Ryder, I just laugh because her looks is just so funny. She just comes in all black, weird hair. Mm-hmm. She's always looking different every time you see her in her all black. And it's just funny. And Beetlejuice is always talking. I think they did a good job with what it was. And it is an interesting collaboration with comedy. And like I said, actual stuff that kind of gave me chills. There was all that. There was like that, you know, that burned body and everything. And he was in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. And when it was showing them going through the lobby or going through the office of that same scene, there was that guy hanging, just like kind of. Mm-hmm. It was just very morbid seeing some of that stuff, and you're like, wow. And then yeah, they swear, and you're like, did I see this as a kid? Like, who showed me this as a kid? I don't understand. It's just like. They're saying fucking everything, but all in all, I think I'm gonna come in at a 3.5 on this one.
Okay, I'll accept that.
3.5.
Nick, drag it through the dirt.
3.5. All right.
It is definitely. Okay, it's definitely a good Halloween movie, and I'll always watch it during Halloween time.
Thank you, Steven. Let me hear your criticism.
You've seen this before. I was gonna ask that.
Yeah, I guess I've never seen it all the way through. Usually I'll watch like the first half, maybe a little into the first half. I really don't care too much about like the back half. Similar with a lot of movies, we've talked about that phenomena with me. But,
right.
Nick, let's hear your review.
All right. So I agree with some of the things that have been said here. I just take the opposite stance on my enjoyment of the movie. Okay, so I'll start off saying I think this is kind of like a cult classic, and this is the first time I've ever seen this movie, so keep that in mind.
Oh, interesting.
I had heard about it growing up, but for some reason I got it confused with Don't Look Under the Bed. I thought they were like the same creature or something, so I kind of thought this movie was something else than it was, and then I started watching, I was like, I realized I've never seen this movie. So, okay, I'll start off on the whole, like you said, I couldn't tell if it wanted to be a comedy, if it wanted to be like a scary movie. And I guess that's kind of the point of it, is it kind of blends those genres. But I was like, it's a PG movie, but it seems like it wanted to be darker. Like what you were saying earlier about they really wanted him to be a darker character. I think if he was a darker character, maybe I would have liked it more, because it felt really like kid-like to me, like really cheesy and corny. And like, I was trying to give it some credit or leeway for being like an 80s movie, but I didn't realize all the special effects and stuff was intentionally tacky, because that's exactly what I thought it was. I thought it was like extremely tacky. I didn't like Beetlejuice right off the bat, because he comes in hot and he's just like, oh, what's under the skirt? And like picks up her skirt, just like start like feeling her up and stuff. I'm like, okay, so Beetlejuice is like a pervert. Like, that's his character. And then there was some scenes that I thought were funny, and I thought he did a good job of playing him, but I didn't think he was that. Like, he looked like a wannabe Joker to me. Like, he didn't look like an original character in that sense. I will say, like, it's an original plot for maybe a Halloween movie, but I didn't really love the writing that much. It was kind of boring to me when it got to the, like, the, oh, there's ghosts in the attic and they're in this little model thing. And then, I don't know, dude, I just couldn't get behind it. This movie was just like not good to me at all. I very strongly did not like this movie.
Wow.
I don't know how more elegantly to put
this is going to be the lowest rated one ever.
Hate is a really strong word, but like I was on my, Rachel was like, you're not even paying attention to the movie. And I was like, I just can't. It's so bad. I just don't like it at all. aside from a few funny parts that he said, I was like, I feel like I'm watching like a Halloween version of, like, I feel like you want to be on mushrooms watching a movie like that. Like, it was so weird and out there. It felt like Alice in the Wonderland meets like a Halloween movie that was really corny and cheesy. I don't know, dude. I just couldn't get into it. So I'm going to give it a very generous, just based on Michael Keaton. The only thing I can
appreciate
from
that movie.
Do not
give it anything
movie,
generous. Just give it what you
yeah,
want.
Yeah, give it what no, you think. Nick. Give it what you think.
Don't no, be generous. You're not going to hurt his feelings. You're not going to hurt my feelings.
No, I'm being sarcastic when I said generous. Michael Keaton was probably the only good thing I could see why he had a quote unquote good performance. But all that said, I'm like a 1.5, 2, but I'll go 2 on this.
Wow. Can I rebuttal? Can I rebuttal?
Yes, please do. Please do. I wish it. Okay, one more thing. I'll just say, if he was more of a scary, because nothing about this movie was scary. I don't know what Steve is talking about with getting chills by seeing like a fake skeleton in the corner of the room smoking a cigarette. But like none of this movie was like chilling to me. If he was really dark and ominous, and he also didn't come into the movie for like 30 minutes. The first 30 minutes, he's not even in the movie. And I just, yeah, if it was darker, maybe. But it was too much like I feel like I should be 8 years old watching that movie.
Oh man!
Nick, first of all, I disagree because as far as like the kid aspect, I didn't feel like there was any kid aspect. I feel like I was like, why was I able to watch this as a kid? Because nothing about it, like it seemed like it should have been at least PG-13, if not almost R. Because
but what
like
was
you
scary
said
about
him
it?
Lifting
me
up
that.
The skirt.
Like what?
No, because of
what
him like lifting up the skirt and being like a pervert.
Just inappropriate.
The death. Oh, I think
well,
all the
very
death.
That's inappropriate. That's not PG appropriate. That's probably not even PG-13 appropriate. And you got to also, he says fuck at one point. That's probably an R right there in modern day.
And well, that's my gripe is like they wanted it. It was like a wannabe R movie, but with like kid humor and kid. I mean, there was some inappropriate comedy maybe, but it wasn't like dark, like I'm gonna kill you, like I don't know, I just wish it was like a more ominous, like horror, like if it wanted to be a horror movie, make it like a scary horror movie, like
yeah.
I'm not talking about the inappropriateness of the movie, because there are some like PG movies that have like sexual maybe or like inappropriate things, but I don't know, I wanted to be like scared,
I guess. What was more. what was the kid aspect you're even challenging here, Nick? I don't see
and
the
that's
kid
what
aspect
I'm wondering
at all.
Yeah, I don't
it's like,
see that
oh,
at all,
like the whole I don't know, just the comedy, the cheesy like bells and whistles of the music and the like, it felt like the Three Stooges type stuff with like, I don't know, dude, it just okay, they're like in the ghost costumes and they're like, ooh, we're ghosts.
That part, and I'll give you that part.
I'll give you that part too.
That part,
like,
I will
that was
give
kind
you.
Of.
But you know what was interesting about this?
And the relationship with Winona Ryder, they're like, oh, you can see me? You're the only person who can see the ghosts? And it's like, I've seen that. I feel like that's so overdone. It's just like, I don't know. It's just like, oh, there's ghosts in the attic and like only the daughter can talk to them and the parents yeah. don't believe her that she can talk to the ghosts. And it's like Casper the ghost thing.
Okay.
You guys see
yeah,
Casper the ghost?
It's not your cup of tea.
Yeah, clearly.
It's not your yeah. cup of tea.
I'm glad. I guess I'm just glad that Steven isn't also, because I can see it's not for everyone. So like, I respect Nick that you didn't like it, but at least you both were like, weren't like, Trent, what the fuck did you pick? This is like, what are you talking? Because like, I did watch it and I was like, I don't know if this is going to hold up. And it caught my attention and I was like, oh my God, this is actually interesting. I want to see what happens with what's going on. So I don't know. I just had a totally different experience when I was watching
and
it.
And I have
I
my
think,
opinion.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Steven.
No, you can go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, I feel like I'm in the minority on this movie because it wouldn't be rated what it is if it wasn't good. I think a lot of people, like it's what, 85 in Rotten Tomatoes and 83 Google users. Mm-hmm. I think people, for the reasons I don't like it, is why people do like it. They're like, it's unique that it's a different blend of genres. It's unique in the story writing and like his style. It's very clear, like he has a style like Tarantino, you can tell. It's not that I'm like a Tim Burton expert, but you can mm-hmm. tell that he has a certain type of like animation style and stuff. But I just couldn't get into the storyline for some reason. Like I liked the whole they're dead and they're like, they can kind of communicate with the real world. And I like the idea of Beetlejuice kind of being this character that, I don't know, gets
bioexorcist,
does what he does with people's homes and what I kind of liked all of that. I just almost wish he was like a darker, villain, maybe. I don't know. As opposed to kind of this like perverted like comedian.
One more thing.
But that's why I think
And I agree. There was definitely some things that didn't age well. I will agree with that. But I do think it had a really good aspect of comedy and a really good aspect of scary movie for me. Like seeing that burn victim body smoking a cigarette was just like kind of like for me very morbid. Like I don't know how you couldn't see that and be like, damn, these kind of guys maybe almost went too far with it. Like these were like, and then it showed the guy actually that hung himself, and then like the one that guy that got ran over. That was a little more comical, but those first couple were pretty morbid, and it wasn't all
scary. There was no
scary,
like blood and gore though.
And the whole when they died, no, like, the whole scene was like, yeah, the whole that scene was clean and funny, and like they made it funny so it wouldn't be like, you know, a tragic thing. But you know what was interesting for this movie is I've always like thought about like, you know, ghosts and if they're real or not. I haven't confirmed if they are or not, but I thought it was interesting that this was like the rules in this movie were like, okay, you die and you're at the house that you were in. Now people might move into that house and that's probably what's going to happen. And then you're going to be there and you're going to be like, I don't want these people in my house. And then you scare them and then people leave. And that's how scary abandoned houses get left. You know?
Yeah. And it was like sort of clever in that way. And then you couldn't leave your house or you went into this weird thing. And then there was this guy named Beetlejuice who, I think what gets me though, is that Nick, all of your arguments, I guess, could be valid, but they're also even more so valid for a movie you gave a 3.5, which is Ghostbusters. So I'm just a little surprised you thought Ghostbusters was that much better.
Yeah, Nick, that's weird because Ghostbusters was crap.
Ghostbusters was way worse in comparison.
What did I give Ghostbusters?
Way worse?
So
is this... This sounds completely based by facts that Steven, you say Ghostbusters is an objectively worse movie than this.
Steven,
what are you basing that on exactly?
I'm basing it off of my opinion, but I don't think Ghostbusters was crap. That's why I just gave it a whole star more than it. Steven, you gave it 3 stars, Ghostbusters.
So I will say Ghostbusters I thought was funnier to me. I liked Bill Murray, and I don't think it was like... necessarily, I thought that movie was clearly a comedy and not like a horror movie. Whereas this movie, I feel like I didn't know what it was trying to be. I feel like Ghostbusters had more of an identity. But I will say for the same reasons, I probably knocked Ghostbusters a little bit and it wasn't a 4-star movie, is I felt like Bill Murray's character was super creepy too. And that movie didn't age very well. Something about these movies from the 80s, it's like guys are just like get more of a free pass for being like total creeps. But
No, I agree.
That's not reason enough for me not to like a movie, but
I think as far as the comedy and like the scariness, because for me it was much scarier than Ghostbusters. Like Ghostbusters didn't have any kind of scary anything, and it's got ghost in the name, Ghostbusters. But this movie had that creepiness.
So when he's like popping out with like the elaborate, like he's popping out of the like model with like the. Like, was that not all cheesy as hell to you guys? You thought that was, like, entertaining and funny
like, imagine,
when he's,
like... imagine just, like, you and your significant other, like...
It felt like a carnival show.
You're just at home, and you're like, shit, like, we got to scare these people out. Like, what are we going to do? Like, ooh, get out of here. Like, you're going to you don't know what to do, and you're just there, and you're like, what do we know about ghosts? Like, okay, the sheet thing might work. Like, let's do that.
I thought Beetlejuice...
Like, all that stuff where he's, like, pulling on his face and she's like rolling the eyes in the back of her head and all that. Like all that was very like childish humor to me. Like something I would like really laugh at when I was younger. Like none of that, like none of that scared me. I don't know. Like when I think of Beetlejuice, like scaring somebody, I'm thinking of like something fucking scary. Not like, look at my like long inflatable hands and I look like the wacky wailing inflatable tube man.
And I'm
guy.
Not saying and, it, like, it was like scary, like oh, I was freaking out, but I just had those like kind of sudden, like kind of shock, like little moments where it's
like it's
I
morbid. Said,
the burn victim for me, I was like, wow, that's very, like, the fact that they put that in, it was kind of crazy. It wasn't like that they were making these cartoony kind of things. It was like they're going to show like real people and real victims kind of.
Or the or that the was
Trent, did you think it was scary?
Little things like that.
Trent, did you think any part was scary?
I thought the parts that were scary were the morbid parts, and what I was just about to say was the part where the curse happens and the husband and wife are getting old and like it's like they're in their wedding dresses. Like yeah. That was really creepy. And I thought
was creepy. They were like aging yeah, really quickly.
And like falling, they were almost like disintegrating or something. So I thought all of that was really creepy. And then I could see how if I was in this universe, like Beetlejuice with his, when he turns into a snake would be freaky. I could see how him, like when he shows his face and everything's like coming out of it and like all this, like, it, like, I don't know. I thought there were elements where it could be scary if I was in that world or if I was a kid for sure. But
that's what I'm saying. As a kid, keyword, as a kid.
As a kid, for
this
sure.
Would be extremely scary.
Yeah.
And as a kid, like this movie is made for kids, in my opinion, it would hit harder. Because I would have nightmares about Beetlejuice if I saw this when I was like 8 years old. He's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
And I will admit that, but it doesn't feel like an adult movie to me.
We talked about it on the pod before, and it was a scene where I told you guys I was watching this with Braylon in the room, and because it's on, I think it was on maybe not Disney Plus, but it was on one of our apps, and she just and I remember I paused it at the Beetlejuice scene because I was like, oh wait, this guy looks kind of creepy, like Switchblade Sam from Dennis the Menace almost.
Yeah,
like, I gotta like this guy. I don't want her to like just be watching and then all of a sudden like have bad dreams or something about
yeah,
this,
for sure.
You know, creepy Beetlejuice guy that she thinks is running around the room. But all in all, good movie in my opinion and in Trent's opinion. Shit movie in Nick's opinion. If we're being honest, he was probably in the ones on that one. He's being generous.
Let's be honest. Nick was a one and a one plus.
I hated everything about it.
I call you guys out on your reviews all the time, but Trent is always up there with these movies, always up in the mountains.
Well, you and Trent are agreeing on movies more these days.
I like it.
Yeah, no, I know. This was a good
so
pick.
So Trent, 4.5. Steven was a 3.5-er.
Steven was a 3.5-er.
Nick was a 2.
Nick was a 1.5-er.
Okay. We got a good shotgun spread there.
Yeah, we do. So
We're all kind of on different sides of the spectrum. But yeah, why don't we leak that peek, yeah?
Yeah, Nick. What do you got for us last minute? Let's hear it.
All right. So I'm going to keep it on the theme of Halloween just because we got plenty of month left. I realize I didn't have to, considering there's like 4 weeks of October, but
didn't have
I
to
said, fuck it. Why don't we just do like Halloween
Ooh.
Movies most of October?
Ooh.
So I kind of had to scramble because I'm not going to lie. Like I'm not like a huge Halloween movie person. I really enjoy like fall and Halloween, but I don't have a lot of like Halloween movies just like on my list. So I kind of had to get creative. This may come back to bite me in the ass. Well, it's not that creative, but I haven't seen this movie start to finish in a long time, so I don't know how it's going to hold up or how high I'm going to review this movie.
Okay.
But I'm going to switch it up and actually pick what I think is a scary slasher classic, and that's the original Scream movie. You just got to.
Ooh.
It's just a classic.
I saw this last year.
Nick and your originals.
I saw this last year, actually.
Steven's
unhappy.
Did you really?
Huh?
Steven just let out a big sigh. You've never seen it?
I've never seen it, so it might be good. I don't know.
But Steven's also...
Okay. Well, we'll see. I think it's actually scary, so we'll see what you think.
Steven...
It takes a lot to scare Steven, though. Can we just say real quick how much it takes to scare Steven, and he has said it multiple times on this pod, but a black... fake body smoking a cigarette to Steven is extremely frightening.
It wasn't that it was a black fake body. It was that it was a burn victim that was still steaming hot smoking a cigarette. And it was ironic.
With like terrible
animation.
Because
he was smoking a cigarette. No, but I just thought it was creepy. My gauge, and I'm not saying I'm never scared of movies. But for a movie that was comedy, I was like, this did have some scenes that I was like, and just to say, like Ghostbusters for me, like I said, I I don't think any of that. I mean, there was a big teddy bear running around that city. But all right, good pod, boys.
It was Hypocritic a marshmallow
podcast.
Man.
Yeah, okay. Teddy Follow bear. Us on the Instagram at @hypocritic_podcast. Throw us a 5 stars and a review on that platform. We greatly appreciate it. And reach out if you listen to this. If you listen this far, thank you. Sorry about last week's episode. The ending got cut due to technical error, but we're back every week. Guys.
Yeah, and Ghostbusters was fire. Nick, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, man. I can go, I don't know what the fuck to tell you.
Steven was lower on Ghostbusters than I was.
Nick, your review system is crap, and that's Hypocritic Podcast, guys.
Oh, really? That's the last word we're getting in. Okay, perfect.
And we out.
See you later.